Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
One of my favorite commercials this time of year is like Target or Kmart commercial. The mom is pushing the cart down the aisles, throwing pencils and paper and things into the cart, and the kids look just oh so forlorn, and the mother is whistling and skipping because you know what time it is? It's back to school time. So we're starting to transition our kids to going back to school. In other words, going to bed earlier, getting up earlier, getting them ready, getting them used to having a good breakfast. My guest today is Dr. Catherine Roberts. She's a pediatrician in Orange County, California, and she serves as the national media representative for our great friends from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Roberts. So, yay, again, best time of the year ever. Mm-hmm. Our kids get to go back to school so we parents can concentrate on other things other than entertaining our kids. How can we transition? What is the first thing you want parents to start doing right now to get their kids ready for school?
Well, I think anything that's going to take a little bit of preparation before starting school is really important. So a lot of kids are playing sports during the school year or they're transitioning to a new school. So many schools and sport programs will require an exam form, so a pre-participation exam form. And sometimes getting in with your doctor, making that appointment, getting all the necessary vaccines and everything else that goes along with that. And getting the form signed is probably the first thing to start doing now, just because that's going to take a little bit of planning. And then there's a couple other things to do along the same lines. If your child has any medications that they have to take, it's good to get those signed off as early as possible. If they have asthma, if they have allergies, such as food allergies, like if they have a peanut allergy, they'll probably have to have a doctor sign off on that. And getting the medications ready as well. So if they require an EpiPen at school or if they need an inhaler at school, getting that ready from the pharmacist and having that organized. A couple other things, too, that you were mentioning to start preparing for ahead of time. It can be exciting and stressful all at the same time for parents. I think I agree that commercial is it's a little surreal. It would be nice if it was that simple. Of course, there's getting the school supplies and that sort of thing. But other things to think about, one is backpacks. You know, a lot of times kids will have backpacks for many years, but it's good to recheck every year that there's no holes in the backpack. Is it padded? You want to have a good padding between the child's back and the backpack itself, so that if there's anything kind of pushing or sticking, it's not going to be jutting into the child's back. Very common trend on and off over the years, I think we've all seen it when we were young, is to carry a backpack with one strap over one shoulder because, you know, other kids might think it's cool. But that can actually be pretty dangerous with malaligning the spine and causing muscle strain. So really encouraging your child to wear two straps is important. When you pack the backpack, you want to make sure the heaviest stuff goes in the center and that ideally it's not heavier than 10 to 20% of your child's body weight. So those are important key things. A lot of patients ask me about rolling backpacks. Some schools need a doctor's note ahead of time, so just kind of keep that in mind. I think rolling backpacks are great, but there can be some limitations. So if there's stairs a child has to go up or if they have to stuff in a locker, sometimes it doesn't always work so well. So some planning ahead about that.
Well, I think that's important first that you mentioned the PPEs, pre-participation sports physicals, because now more and more schools are absolutely requiring them, and they do take generally a visit to the pediatrician. You know, some pediatricians will definitely just sign them, but if they know your child well, but for the most part, you have to go in and getting those vaccinations. So that's a really good thing because sometimes it takes a couple weeks to get in. And I also like your tip about the backpacks. I was thinking about that myself, Dr. Roberts. I got to go get new backpacks and all that sort of thing. What about the child's schedule? Because they've been staying up late. They've been sleeping late. They've been really zoning out in the day. Hopefully they've been being active or at camp or something. But how do we get them into that mindset again? Because that seems to be what a lot of parents struggle with.
Yeah, and I remember as a child myself, that was the hardest part, transitioning from summer, because I like to sleep in late, as many of my patients do. So starting about 1 to 2 weeks ahead of time is kind of a good time frame, you know, talking to children about, you know, we're going to have to start getting up earlier, and reinitiating bedtime routines. So whether they've had them before or initiating new ones, some key things is to have low light before bedtime. So trying to get whatever that ideal bedtime is before, you know, before they'll actually need to go to bed during the school year, having low light for about a half an hour to an hour before bedtime is really important. Electronics is a huge thing, and I talk about this a lot of my patients during the school year too, not watching TV or playing on the computer the half hour to hour beforehand, and also in the bedroom. No TVs in the bedroom, no falling asleep with your iPhone, no having your tablet or your iPad on the bed. And then also eating an hour before. You know, a lot of kids get hungry kind of right before bed, so at most a light snack, you know, maybe some grapes, maybe some carrots, but no big meal the hour before, because what that does is it gives them a boost of energy. And so they might be ready to start thinking about falling asleep, they get hungry, and then boom, they're wide awake again.
Ugh, that's the worst when that happens. I just hate when that happens.
Right,
so you're right. You don't want them to be eating too close to that bedtime and getting them into eating healthy, as long as you're mentioning nutrition, because in the school year, I like to make my kids a smoothie and an egg and a bowl of fruit, you know, maybe half a bagel or an English muffin. I like to make them a good big breakfast. And in the summer, not so much. They sleep a little later. We kind of skip that a little bit. I'm busy. You know, it's a little bit different. So we all have to, as a family, get into that meal habit, don't we?
That's a huge component to it. Yeah, starting to talk about nutrition as early as possible is really good. And get kids excited about it, you know, because if they've kind of been able to slack a little bit on the nutrition, you know, it's good to start talking about, you know, what kind of snacks do you want in your lunch? You know, do you give them choices? Do you want, you know, do you want watermelon slices or do you want strawberries, right? So they're, if they say, well, I really want the Captain Crunch cereal, well, you know, not quite as good of an option, right? That wasn't one of the options. So taking them to the grocery store, getting them excited about snacks, having them help you pack them up, you know, the weekend before, the night before the first day of school. And that can also help relieve any kind of pre-first day jitters as well, because they know what they're going to see the next day in their lunch.
Getting them also ready for those sports you mentioned, that they're going to start back in school with gym and some recess, and then maybe they play a sport that starts in the fall or later a little bit in the fall. Getting them sort of back into that physical activity if they were kind of a layabout over the summer, or maybe they did some physical activity, but they just don't seem to kind of get as much. They feel like it's their chance to, and my son's even said this, Dr. Roberts, it's the summer, leave me alone. But it's definitely the time that you want to get them more fit and ready to think clearly and concentrate at school and get back in shape.
That's an excellent point. Oftentimes, if children go back into sports that maybe they were excellent at, but they're unconditioned, they're going to be at the highest risk for injury at that point. It also feeds into adjusting, just going back to their sleep schedule. If they're exercising every day, they're going to be able to get a much better night of sleep and ease into sleep much better, and it's going to be a lot harder to adjust if they're not getting that exercise. So exercise every day, especially as you're kind of ramping up into the school year, is really, really key.
I think so, too. So if you would like, in the last minute, Dr. Roberts, please wrap it up for us on your very best tips. As a national media spokesman for AAP, give us your very best tips for getting our kids ready to go back to school so every parent can whoop and holler on first day of school.
I think the one other thing I'd like to add is talking to kids about anxiety. So if they're, you know, for kids who are going to new schools or they tend to be very anxious starting back in school, really good to just talk to them about different aspects that are positive about school, whether they've gone before or experiences where they've had where they've been really nervous about going to do something and then they were really excited at the end. Trying to find other students in the school that they can be friends with ahead of time, shopping again for fun school supplies and fun snacks, and then having a little special something that first day that they can look forward to, whether it is a special snack or a special pencil or something that they may find exciting that they can look forward to on that first day.
Rock on. That's great advice. So parents, getting your kids ready, get them those pre-participation physicals, get your appointments, make sure you're up to date on all your vaccinations, work with your kids on anxiety, and certainly sleep, nutrition, and exercise, all of those things, because the school year is almost upon us. Thanks so much for listening. This is Melanie Cole. More great show coming up. Stay well.